blue-green algae is technically known as cyanobacteria. It can be harmful to humans and dogs. NASA is using a device called the Sea Prism that's mounted on a pole in the bay. The data it collects will be relayed to NASA. Information on an algae bloom could be available in a matter of hours. Tom Sigmund is the Sewerage District's executive director.
The things that we do on the land in terms of nutrients that we add or discharges from our wastewater facilities and how that's impacting the quality of the water in the bay. These blue-green algae blooms, we're just worried. We really need to know why they're happening and then what we can do to prevent them from happening in the future.
Green Bay was one of three U.S. freshwater bodies to be added to the research last year. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.